Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leith, and welcome to this podcast. I am so excited today. I have a very, very good friend in the studio with me, Dr. Lillian Robertson, who's an OBGYN, and we are going to talk about women's health and stress, pretty much the impact of toxic stress on women's health. Welcome, Lillian. It's wonderful having you back in the studio again.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've done a couple of podcasts together and people have loved what you've got to say. And I just felt that, you know, you and I were having this conversation just recently about how you deal with so many high powered, high level and just life, women in general, but how the busyness of life is getting to people and how it affects their health. And I just felt this is a very important topic for us to talk about.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we do see quite a bit of stress in today's environment with what's happening in the world stage, what's happening in our home life, and what's happening just locally. And so I'm starting to see more and more how it does impact a woman's health. It impacts her hormone levels, it impacts her cycle, it impacts her sense of being, wellness, and how she feels about herself, her sexual health and diet, all of that.
So you're seeing a definite change in women trying to balance the busyness of life, like working moms with kids and husbands. And I mean, you've got two hats that you wear. You're a pastor's wife, you're an OBGYN, you're still very involved in your profession. You know, what do you do to sort of balance things in your life? And what's some of the advice you give your patients?
Well, you're absolutely right. I do work full time and I work in ministry with my husband, as well as a new family that I'm a part of, church family and family life with my husband. So I make a point to, I made a decision that no one could do it for me, but so it was something that I absolutely had to do. And so what I try to do is I try to, you know, help my husband understand that I'm going to need some me time and some time for myself. And I take those times. I take those moments to do my walking. I take those moments to do my devotional. And I take those times to just, you know, sort out and just get away. And that's the only time that I can rejuvenate and feel like I can be my best self and give more to my congregation, give more to my husband and to be a better me.
That is incredible, because what you've just said there is that you said something that really caught my attention. You actually explained to your husband that you're going to need the time for yourself. And that's an incredibly good tip. We need to recognize that we need to say to our loved ones that we actually need this time. We need this time for ourselves. And I know another thing that you've done, besides talking to him about needing this time for yourself, you also have, you didn't just give up everything and just to become a pastor's wife. You've kept your profession going. You've dedicated years to this profession. Mm-hmm. So you've managed to balance that.
Yeah.
And that's obviously been a discussion amongst yourselves. And you've, as a woman, you've stood up for what you believe you should be doing. I mean, this is current Me Too movement and just the women's rights. And this is a very important thing.
Yeah. You know, before my husband and I married, I got some talk therapy. And I knew that I would be making a transition. I would be moving to a different state. I'd be marrying a man who had children before we married with their previous wife. I would be a pastor's wife. I would be working in a whole different town. I would sell my house. It's so many different life stressors. But the therapist worked with me and we talked about what those changes are and the expectations that I should have of myself, the expectations that I should help my husband to understand about this. And it really made for a nice transition. But I think that had I not worked through that, it would have really been disastrous, because I would have tried to live up to the expectations of others, as well as trying to please everybody and just putting myself in the background. So it's important to make sure that you make it known what you need. And, you know, I try to help ladies to understand that that's important in their spaces, to help their spouses and their home life, you know, a little bit better of how to help them love themselves and take care of themselves.
I love that. And, you know, you love your profession and you love what you do and it's part of your identity.
I did not want to give that up.
No, that's very important.
I transitioned, though, to an opportunity to work in a different kind of way. So before I was in private practice, with full practice, and now I'm working as a hospitalist. And so it's kind of a midway between part-time, but I'm still working in obstetrics. That's just as much a part of who I am, you know, who I've been, as what I am today.
So I love that. So your identity has been maintained. And that's a huge part of controlling the stress levels, that they don't become toxic stress. You've maintained your identity, mm-hmm. and you made it very clear. You were very, very clear about what you need in order to fulfill and to fulfill a, and have a decent relationship, to fulfill your life, to mm-hmm. you didn't compromise your identity.
Right.
Don't you
right.
think a lot of women compromise their identity?
I think that's what happens to them, and that's what creates the stress in it. If you have all of a sudden you see yourself as this one way, this one person, or this person, you don't know who you are the next day if you give up everything. So you have to make sure you bring that other person along and help everybody else live in that space with you. But wow. if you're giving up your identity, then that's the stressor. Then the cortisol starts to kick off, and then you're under stress, and then you're unhappy, and then you're miserable. Who am I today? And then that's marriage gets compromised, relationships are compromised, because you're just trying to fit in. And, you know, if you're at a certain stage of life, it's necessary for you to just kind of, there's some things you should be sure about after you get a certain age, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
And so if you're not sure and you're shaky in terms of who that is, boy, that could really be a miserable state.
That could knock your world from underneath you. And I think that happens to so many women that give up a lot of their own identity. And when you give up identity, you lose purpose and you lose mm-hmm. hope. You know, you pour that into your children maybe, or into, you know, to potentially your husband's career or something, which is what we're trying to, it's not going to help anyone, mm-hmm. because when your kids grow up and your husband's career carries on, what do you do? And
right.
this is what happens so much. We talk about men's midlife crises. Mm-hmm. What about women? And that's a tremendous stress on women. And it's very often around the time of menopause.
Yes.
So you're dealing with that massive change physically, which is natural. But then you've also got this massive change that you've got to deal with in the context of your home life.
Yeah.
Or maybe you never gave up anything and you're a high-powered exec, or you're working and you've kept your profession going. And then you're going through the changes of life.
Yeah. So there's, with all of those changes that you've described socially, there's changes that happen in your body physically. And so it makes that difficult. But, you know, one of the things Caroline also did is I integrated what I did professionally with what my husband does professionally.
I love that.
And so when we
Explain
were able to
that
do
more.
That. Well, you know, as I said earlier, my husband's a pastor, so I implemented a health and wellness initiative in our ministry.
Fantastic.
And so that was in order to, you know, do what I am comfortable with, what I'm trained to do, and walk beside him and what his mission that God has given him to do. And so we helped That's the wonderful. Church learn about how to eat better, how to exercise, and how to take care of their bodies from a preventive and educational perspective, and screening and advocacy perspective. And so we implemented a program called Kingdom Fit, which is working beautifully.
That's
and we
amazing.
Have an opportunity to do work with our women's ministry, our men's ministry, and our children's ministry. Everybody's on board with this.
That's amazing. So you're dealing with women's health, you're dealing with general health. So you've brought your medical skills into the church, which mm-hmm. is such a necessary thing mm-hmm. because we don't always talk about these things in the church. So you've actually brought the whole side of science, and it's become part of how you are helping people to live lifestyles of health. Because
Absolutely.
We're talking here about lifestyle. Essentially, when we talk about dealing with stress and dealing with busyness of life, we're talking about the decisions we make with our mind, lifestyle decisions. How are we going to react? How are we going to respond? How are we going to handle the changes of menopause or life mm-hmm. or different careers or children growing up or changes in our life? Essentially, we've got to know who we are to handle it all, don't we?
We have to know who we are. And the more solid or stable or the stronger we are in terms of knowing who we are, I think we can navigate through that stress a lot better. Because when we're not navigating through those seasons well, then that's when our health challenges occur as a result.
Exactly,
of that.
Because our body is going to respond to what's happening in our mind. So on our mind is what we're using to respond to the challenges of life. So the busyness, the whatever it is, the challenges, all the challenges of life, our mind is how we're responding. So what you're saying as a medical professional, specifically dealing with women's health, is that there's a very, very, very close relationship between how we're managing our lives at every stage and the impact on our physical body. And you're seeing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen that. Because what we talked about, that surge, the stress, the surge of cortisol, the fight and flight syndrome. When that extra cortisol is released, it changes, it causes chronic inflammation in our bodies. And that's why as women age, they have more risk for heart disease because of the chronic inflammation. If we're not aware of that, then we will eat improperly. And when we're eating improperly, we develop comorbidities, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. insomnia is an issue, and all of it goes together. So we have to be aware and manage our stress, because if we're not managing our stress, it's going to change how we do life.
Well, that's the thing, because stress either works for you or against you. So stress is essentially a good thing. Mm-hmm. Stress keeps us alert, keeps our body going, works on those cycles. So if we perceive it as being something negative, if we perceive what we're going through as something terrible that's going to drag, you know, be the worst thing, so we've got to acknowledge the stress. But mm-hmm. if we see the stress as bad, the body works against us. Mm-hmm. But if we perceive the stress differently, we can actually make the stress work for us, because stress is actually healthy.
Stress is good.
But it's toxic stress. And how does it shift from healthy to toxic stress? Once again, through our mind.
Right.
So we can look, like you could have looked at the challenges that you were facing, giving up everything. Once the romance and the honeymoon's over, you suddenly faced with the fact that you have a whole new life, a new city, your independence is, you know, your home, you've changed everything. You grew up in Houston and now you're in Seattle. You could have,
everything,
your body could have worked against you. If you saw this as, oh, wow, this is terrible, that perception shifts your body into toxic stress, and then everything works against you with all the concomitant things that go along with it.
And you know what else I did? I gave myself permission to live the second half of my life different from the first, that I didn't have to live my life just one single way, that I had permission. It's okay to change my name. It's okay to move to a different state. It's okay to be married to a man with other children. It's okay to be a pastor's wife. All of that was different.
Wow.
And so once I embraced that, it just disarmed all of the stress. And I was able to say, okay, I'm ready for life. I can march through life. I can do this. And I think you have to kind of identify it and just change your mind about how you see it.
So you used your mind to identify the issues, and you changed your mindset. And in changing your mindset, you actually built new networks in your brain. You actually changed the way that your body was responding to the situation, and you went in there. But this was all a mind decision, and your body followed suit, and you've made this work for you. And I mean, that's really the tip, exactly. That if we have to give a tip to the listeners today about how do you manage life and stress and the challenges of life and the concomitant things that can go wrong with our woman's health and health in general.
It starts with the mind.
Starts with the mind, and it's literally acknowledging that this is what I'm facing, mm-hmm. and giving yourself permission to, this is not easy, this is going to be, go to talk therapy, do whatever it takes to, you know, acknowledging, dealing with this stuff, not hiding it and suppressing mm-hmm. it and just pleasing everyone and pretending it's going to be mm-hmm. fine. People are doing that, and they're breaking.
Yeah, they're breaking, and it's a facade, and it's not real, and it's not lasting. But I think if you can identify what the challenges are, embrace it, acknowledge it, work through it, get some strategies for dealing with it, you have some wonderful tools. And so even with that, as long as you can identify what the problem, we can fix what we, if you can't name what the problem is, it's going to be hard to.
Well, that's so powerful, Lillian. If you can't name the problem, you can't fix the problem. And I think what you've said today is powerful, that we're using our mind to actually increase our health. So we're talking about today specifically about toxic stress and the impact on women's health. And you mentioned briefly that you mentioned in a fair amount of detail and about the fact that our hormones can be upset, our cycle can be upset, we can make menopause worse, we can increase our infertility, sex becomes an issue,
weight gain, hot flashes, vasomotor symptoms, discomfort with intercourse. And especially at a time of life where your body's changing and everything's going in different directions, we really need to manage the stress so we can.
And that comes from the mind. So we manage the stress, it comes from the mind. When we get our mind right and we choose to do that, we make our body work for us instead of against us. And we can in that way start improving how we function health-wise, mentally and physically. Lillian, thank you for being with me today. You're amazing. It's always a blessing talking to you.
Oh, I enjoy you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening today. And if you want to know more about my 21-day brain detox and my products, and go online and you'll find that there's lots of different information, how to eat healthy, how to think healthy, how to get your mind right to help you through these issues. Lillian, thank you once again. Thank you for joining us today. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf.